The Last Grocery Store. 50 years after the general merchandise store of R.L. McGee in Peterson, Alabama, had become the trade and social center of that tiny coal mining town, I stood atop a wobbly ladder held sturdy by my Uncle Adrian and Brother Tim, and, my balding head reflecting the post-storm sunshine of an Alabama winter day, began the task of removing the R.L. McGee general merchandise sign from the front of the now decaying and emptying building. That was just yesterday, and the sign is now resting in our living room, waiting to be installed here in my loft, where I can gaze at it daily, and remember the wonderful free ice cream and candy times I spent in my grandfather's store, a place of wonder for small boys, who could run among the shoe soles and needles, axe handles and men's flannel shirts, pork and beans and feed bags, and uncles and cousins and aunts and parents and grandparents who loved to visit there. Outside, the old dinosaur-emblazoned Sinclair signs had long been sucked up by a plastic and too shiny Arco sign. But until recently, gas had still been pumped, and kerosene doled out and carbide sold by my late Uncle Brandon, whose cigarette always dangled haphazardly over the pump handle, dropping ashes into the gasoline vapors and always somehow managing to just barely avoid explosive chaos. Inside the store, which was welded to the home of my grandfather and grandmother and Uncle Brandon, only echoes and scurrying pests and barely hidden ghosts wander the concrete and wood floors. And there's little left of the store, the one building that once contained the town post office, the town Greyhound bus stop, the town movie theater, the town Justice of the Peace, Grand Eddie, the town Eastern Star, Grandma Effie, the town humorist, Uncle Brandon, the town pre-charge card control center. Granddaddy ran charge accounts on everybody, middle class and poor, black and white alike. The town egg farm, the town marriage center, the town have Granddaddy make your last will and testament center, the town pre-Disney World circus for kids, where you could always bring in a deposit bottle and get an Orange Crush or a Buffalo Rock or a Grapeco or an RC Cola on a hot and barefoot day. The little rickety store was a mecca for us kids, and now what we have to show for it is in our hearts and our heads. For, with the removal of the signs, the stripping of the metals and buttons, we will someday soon have only a few artifacts and a bunch of wonderful memories to share of a store and a day and an era and a generation now gone and, 100 years from now, completely forgotten.